for Sunday, March 10th, 2019. Welcome to Our Redeemer's Lutheran Church in Helena, Montana. We are a member church of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, and it is the first Sunday of Lent. This Lenten season, we are called back to the cross. We are called to be closer to God, to reflect upon His Word more closely, to pray more often, and to consider what would Jesus do. As cheesy as that really is what this season is all about, is being nearer to our Lord and Savior. We're going to hear Pastor Arne Berglund preach the gospel. We're in Luke chapter 4, but first let's begin by reciting the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command the stones to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give you all glory and all authority, for it has been given to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command the angels concerning you to protect you. And on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. We open an old box and memories spill out. The contents, a gathering of saved moments in time. We open an old picture book, turning the old dry pages. The images help us to remember who they were, what they did, what they mean to us. We remember. I walked into the sanctuary of a congregation that I was serving at the time. I was on the way to do a task. I can't recall what that was. But she was sitting there in a pew and she was crying. It wasn't merely the recent loss of a loved one that brought her to tears, as she told me as much as we talked. It was also the memory of that place, that sanctuary, the memory that returned to her from time and distance, childhood memories, memories from the time when she moved from childhood to becoming an adult. In that sanctuary, she had come to know God and the meaning of that memory of what God had done and was doing for her. That memory brought tears to her eyes that day. The book of Deuteronomy remembers another time. They were all ready to bring the offering to the front of the church. Now, that wasn't at all unusual. They'd done it many, many times before. It was a well-practiced habit. Indeed, it was a part of that well-worn custom for them to pause for a moment before coming forward, to pause, to remember who God was, what God had done, and what God had meant to them. Then they said these words, "When grandfather was alive, he was not welcome where he lived. He had few friends, and the family was small. Our grandfather became a great nation, and when trouble came to call, God heard our pleas for help. God stretched out his hands and with signs and wonders took care of us. We remember that. And so now we bring the best of what God has given back to the God who takes care of us. We are the children of Abraham," they said. They paused. They remembered the good, and they remembered the bad, and they remembered how God was with them. The world hasn't changed. The world is the same this day as it was then. We continue to be visited by good and bad, by evil. We had best remember. We had best remember as well, or we will be lost. We have begun now our journey into the season of Lent. For many, that means a time of fasting, of giving something up for the season. It may be something major, or it may be something quite small, seemingly insignificant. As it says in the Old Testament, "This is the fast I choose." But maybe our Lenten journey should focus on remembering the goodness of God that is constant. The world has not changed, not a bit. Today, I would have us consider the promise of evil and the promise of God. Today, I would ask us to remember so that we don't need to relearn these things, to relearn these things that have happened before. From the pages of the Gospel of Luke, we've heard a story that helps us to compare the promise of evil with the promise of God. Hungry and tired, our Lord has spent weeks in the wilderness trying, apparently, to decide what it was he was going to do with the rest of his life. Along the way, three times Satan tempts Jesus. Three times Jesus rejects the promise of evil. He is tempted by pride and by the promise of security. Jesus is tempted by the power and finally by denying the authority of God for personal gain. Notice this about the promise of evil. It's not bad. My goodness, who doesn't want security and power? Who doesn't look for shortcuts around things that are difficult? My goodness, whole industries are built around these ideas. On paper, the devil's promises, they look good. Food looks good to the hungry. Shelter looks good to the homeless. Power and safety look good to the powerless and insecure. These temptations have not changed through the years. Jesus was tempted to do things his own way and to abandon the plan that God had for them. Here we find Jesus at his most human level, sorely tempted to sidestep suffering and dying in love for all people. Sorely tempted. Jesus at his most human. is offered security and personal power and self-preservation in return. Satan says, if you are the Son of Man, turn stones to bread. If you would but worship me, you may rule the world. If you are the Son of Man, the angels will take care of you. They'll protect you. Each of these ifs requires Jesus to abandon the promise of God. Each of these promises is based on a deadly lie that there can be any good apart from God. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, this human Jesus, given strength by the Holy Spirit, he turns down the offer. We do not live by bread alone, but by what comes out of the mouth of the Lord. Someone once said, whoever dies with the most toys wins. But the promise, the temptation goes far beyond grabbing for all you can get. Somewhere along the line, someone got it in their craw that people of faith should stick to spiritual matters and leave other issues alone. I have a letter from a congressman I'd written him about some issue years and years ago. His response was this, and I quote, clergy should stick to the matters of religion and leave politics alone. It's okay to give someone food, but if you start to question why there's hungry people, then somehow you've crossed the line. It's okay to help people who've suffered, but when you begin to speak about why they suffer, somehow you've crossed the line. And I wonder where in the promise of God, where in Scripture is Jesus quiet about such things? And I wonder if we're called to be God's people, to love, to serve, to stand with the poor and powerless. Don't we believe that? As the people of God, we face temptations. We're lured towards the same shortcuts. It feels good to be safe. It feels good to have power. It feels good to be well fed and to be in charge. But carried away by the temptation, by temptations of every stripe and color, we risk losing our faith in Jesus, who is Lord of all. You see, God's love and God's mercy and sense of justice may not fit in with the security and the glory of the world. Being faithful may not always mean being successful in the world's eyes. The way of true love and power and grace of being faithful may just mean the way of Christ. The world has not changed. We face temptation at every turn. Our victory over that temptation will not come from our courage or our dedication. We're human. We're prone to give in to that temptation. So it is. The children of Abraham begin by remembering. They knew that there were many, many ways to be drawn away from relationship with God. It was in the remembering what God had done that they were drawn back into faithfulness, that they were empowered by the Holy Spirit to be the faithful people of God. As we remember, we are able to recall what has happened in the past and how it is that the promises of evil and the promises of God have been played out in our history. We can remember those who have suffered violence, those who are hungry, those who are in need. We can remember the cross, and we can know the price that God paid to reclaim us from the wrong of this world. We can remember, and we can know that faith and life, they're inseparable. We can return to that special place in our hearts and know what God has done and what God is doing for us. Remember that Christ has won the final victory over death, over evil, and all its empty promises. we can remember how God comes to us in baptism and gifts us with the Holy Spirit that empowers us to not follow the promise of evil. And with that gift, we can know how important it is to look to God for strength in these times, to look to God for strength in the face of struggle, of renewal, and of the task of daily living, and the courage required to speak God's word and promise in the presence of all the empty promises of evil. In the remembering, we stand with the faithful of all times and of all places, proclaiming, God was with our fathers, God is with me, calling me by his grace, comforting me in my affliction, restoring my lost hope, giving me courage in every temptation, and joining me to the family of God, a people of the cross. Do you remember? Amen.
Thank you for listening to the weekly Our Redeemer's Lutheran podcast. We publish weekly Wednesday mornings, and it contains the previous Sunday's gospel reading and pastor's sermon. For more information about our church, please visit www.ourredeemerlives.org. Weekly services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Sunday mornings. Thank you for listening, and have a Christ-filled day.